Shalom to all. Okay, a couple of things. Hopefully, b'siyata d'shmaya, next week we should have shiur, hopefully Tuesday, Wednesday. That's, I think, the plan should be. Because Monday I'm going to still be en route to getting back here from Cleveland. So we'll have shiur Tuesday, Wednesday, and then I'll have like a week off. Then we'll have a bechina, then we'll be Shavuos already, and then we'll have probably have it before. I mean, look, if you're not going to take it before, you'll take it after. Yeah, you should take it on time because, you know, next year is the Chag HaSmich. I don't know who's up to that yet, but if you're up to that, you know, you don't want to be, knocking on someone's door next year that you still didn't take this bechina and that bechina, or if it's not next year, 4 years from now, you'll have 3-4 years from now, you'll have that problem. So it's always good to do things on time. Okay. We want to wish Mazel Tov to Rabbi Michael Weingarten upon receiving the position of the Morata Asra of Young Israel of Forest Hills. Semento, O Mazota, Yehelchon, Ulechal Yisrael, Semento, O Mazota, Yehelchon, Ulechal Yisrael, Semento, O Mazota, Semento, O Mazota, Yehelchon, Ulechal Yisrael, Semento, O Mazota, Yehelchon, Ulechal Yisrael, Semento, O Mazota, Yehelchon. Ulechal Yisrael, Semento, O Mazel Tov, Semento, O Mazel Tov, Yehelonu, Ulechal Yisrael. Okay, so Michael Friedman pointed out that we have the Pasuk and Kisiso in today's packet. Kisiso so Shemin Mishchas Chodesh, which is of course, as Michael pointed out, Bar Yochai Shemin Mishchas Chodesh. So we know that we're on time in our learning. So Bar Yochai Shemin Mishchas Chodesh. So we should B'schus Rav Shimon Bar Yochai should have Yeshuas V'Nechamos for all of Klal Yisrael. Okay. So today we're going to do a sugya of Issur Shen Ishtana, which is not necessarily, you know, a pasuk b'chalav per se, but since we're learning these inyanim of kashrus, so this is a topic that's Shach likes to mention, is that it's relevant. Okay, so the Torah tells us in Parshas Kisiso when it talks about the Torah, the different Samanim. Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe l'mor atach lecha b'samim rosh. Mardura chamesh meyav kinnan b'osin chsiso chashim osayim v'dei b'os chavishim osayim v'kida meyos b'shekal kol shem zayit zin. And you're going to use all this v'asiso oso shemen mishchas kodesh. In other words, going to make the shemen that they're going to anoint the different parts of the Mishkan from these materials. Siso so shemen mishchas kodesh. So one of the things is mar dror. Mar dror. So what is this mar dror? So let's take a look in the Rambam in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash. Page 3. This is Esei Lashrot Shemen HaMishka. So it's a mitzvah to make the shemen hamishcha. Right, so it should be mukhan to have the shemen for things that need to be intit. Shenema vasiso so shemen mishchas kodesh. Beis v'kacha asa Moshe Rabbeinu b'midbar lakach min hamor v'akimim v'akida, all these things. So what is more? What is more? More dror, more idachia. What is the more? So says the Rambam in Gimel, hamor hu hadam hatzorer b'chaya shebehodu. So it was blood that is inside the animal in India. So they would take from this animal, they would take blood and they would make this shemen. So the Ravid says, Amar Avram ein daiti mekabelis sheichnusu b'maisa hakoidesh dam shum chaya ba'olam kol shekein dam chayim tumeya. He says, it doesn't make sense. They're going to take a dam of a chaya tumeya and they're going to make the shemen from this, and that's going to be mekadesh the kalim. So he says he thinks that's not what more is. Aval amor hu ha'omor b'shir ha'shirim bosi legani, right? That was the Baal Shuv Arvi's first drasha, right? It was the bosi, his first maimer. It was the maimer bosi legani. Those were there. I wasn't there. But the maimer bosi legani was the Rebbe's first maimer when he was appointed. Bosi legani achosi kala harisi mori in besami. So there it means who min asif, who min ilon. That was a type of grass, a type of that smells nicely, and that's what they made it from, not some blood from chaya and hodu. That's what the Ravid says. So the case of Mishnah in defense of the Rambam, he says, "Ze pashut lefi ha'olam lo mashamor hu musk." That more is musk. That's that blood. Sogos ain't item mekabelus. Sheichnasu b'maise hakodesh. Sheichnasu ain't item mekabelus. Sheichnasu b'maise hakodesh. Dom shava shum chaya. Kol shekein dam chaya tmeya. Yishloma shekevin shenishtane. So the Kesef Mishnah says, so what's the answer? Kevin shenishtane mitzuras dam. V'nase ka'ofer ba'almo. V'b'shem Ubosim in Riach Reach Tov Pioser Lama Yigora. He says, no, it's not such a problem. Inochanami, it originally stems from this blood, but it got changed. It had a shinoi to it. And it becomes offer ba'alma, and that offer smells very good. So therefore, something that's nishtane, so that's inochanamis. If it wouldn't be nishtane, it would be maybe a problem. But in the process, this more.
At what point is she saying it's nishtane? So, like, is it combined with other?
What are you saying, Michael?
It's dried out, crushed, remixed with something, and then smells.
It's taken out of the chaya.
It's bland, it's taken out, there's liquid inside of it, then it's dried out to make a powder or a little bubby thing, it's crushed, then mixed with alcohol, and then it smells good.
So you take it out of the body, and then you prepare it. And in the preparation stage,
totally different from what individual starts.
You dry it out, so. And then you make it into powder. That's the offer. Uses offer means powder. As you say. So it's nishtana. So it's mishkana, so then it's okay. So this discussion of musk is a discussion in the Rishonim in Masechta Brachos, where the on page 4, the Rabbeinu Yonah in the Rif, the Lamed Aleph on page 4. So the Rif says, Amar of Chistam Rav, Kol HaMigmoros Kulam Varcham Alei Borei Atzei B'Somim. All the mugmor, these type of good spelling spices. Varcham Alei Borei Atzei B'Somim. Chutz Mi Moshka Shemin Chayu Shem Varcham Alei Borei Minei B'Somim. So the Rabbeinu Yonah says, Chutz Mi Moshka Shemin Chayu So he says the more in the Torah is Esav, like the Ravid said. Yesh omrim shuzeis chaya. Vanochon Yosef shachaya yidu hu. Yesh lacha toteret b'tzavar l'sham mitchabtsim tchil kein dam. Chachachos v'nasem mosk. So he's saying no. It's from a chaya, and it's like you said, it's transformed. Shabeir mei halevi haya oso b'achila. That this thing, this musk that you're making out of the dam, is also bachila because it's dam. So the question is, Rabbeinu Meir wouldn't eat it, bachila. But then Rabbeinu Yonah says that maybe you can, because it's transformed. Teda shoy hadvash im nofel bo chaticha shal isra in hadvash ha-osur hava pish isra min imoch betoch hadvash kemen shu derech hadvash lachze adove shu nofel osochu dvash kemo dvash dainin alay. Like some tray food that you put in the dvash and then it transforms. Mutter. Hachanami hava pish betchilo hayadam Kevin Shaakshav Yotza Mitoras Dam Basar Hashta Azlinan. Fafu Pisha Nosim Batavshil Tam the Shvach Mutter. So he says, Rabbeinu Yonah, that you could be the Tzmutter because it's an Issa Shtan Ishtana. So this is a new idea that we're having. As we discussed the concept of Nifsal, we discussed the concept of Lav Derech Achila. Right, all these different concepts that we discussed, you know. But now we're just saying no. It's goes from A to B. It's not that it's nifsal, but it's transformed. So maybe something that's transformed, even though it was macholas asurus in state A, transformed. Maybe it's not usher. So when he's saying here, Pirush Balma normally is nifsal, but you don't have to say that that's what's happening over here. You can say like it's a powder, like he's saying, and it's still royal achila, but it's nishtana. That's what he's saying in the end. So that's the machlokas here. Whether something that's an isser shenishtane becomes mutter or not. And that's quoted in the Rush as well, on page 5. Omer al mugmar amar rabba amar v'yirmi meshav racham al mugmar v'shal tolo timroso am chisto. Yeah. Chutz mi mosk, min chayehu, shabarachim lo bar min ipson, yesh omen shamosk hu zeis chaya, nochid yosef shachaya yiduhi, Sheikh Tarab, but sort of Miskadisham, Khil Kain Dam, Chakhoz of Nasa Mosk. And then Rabbeinu Meir Halevi, he also Lochlov, or Ben Yona, says that it's Mutter. And he says, because you see by Dvash, that we, if you put something in the Dvash, a Dover Isser, it becomes Mutter. So Rosh says, Venira, Tafilu Rayoso Tzricha Raya. He's saying, oh, well, you see by Dvash, but who says it's Mutter by Dvash? You know, Rayoso Tzricha Raya.
The Rosh not agree to the
Dvash proposition? Right. Rayoso Tzricha Raya. Who says it's so poshut that that was true? Rayoso Tzricha Raya.
But he doesn't read to the mosque.
No, he's saying, who says that you can eat the mosque? He's saying you can eat the rusk, because you can eat the treif that went into the dvash and got transformed. But who says you can eat that? So therefore, who says you can eat the mosque? So this is brought in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Birchas Hareach, the Siman Reish. There's Zion, page 7. So, the Mechaber says in the bottom line, Hamosk Mvarach Borei Minei Besam. Hayapri, Roy Lachir, etc. So the Magen Avraham has a whole discussion. Rabbi Teichner, he told me that in Europe he used to give Bachrim Bechinas to want to see if they knew how to learn. It would make them open up a Magen Avraham and see if they can read a Magen Avraham. I think without the Machtzis HaShekel. That's not so simple. I don't know how many people could do that.
Why does it matter that you say we're gonna, like, if I usually say bracha, is that a raya that, like, you can't say bracha for any of some of the non-Mushrik things? Like,
right.
But you can't.
Or it's not mistaber that you make a bracha on something treif. So let's learn the Magen Avraham. Halvai, people should learn the Magen Avraham with the Machtzis HaShekel. That's the ikur of learning halacha. You got to learn Magen Avrahams. Right? Magen Avrahams with the Prima Gadims. That's the classic way of learning halacha. Today you have all these, everything is a kitzur sefer and a kitzur sefer and a kitzur sefer. You got to learn Magen Avraham in Or HaChaim. You got to learn Magen Avraham with Machtzis HaShekel and the Prima Gadim. That's the way to do it. And Magen Avraham is not an easy. I think Rav Gelli once said, you know, sometimes you give a shiur and something else, you're not fully prepared, you can wing it. But if you're giving a shiur in Magen Avraham, Rav Gelli said, you can't wing it. Because Magen Avraham is not so easy. So let's see what he says. Hamas Geish Omim Shumidam Shemis Kabetz Begon, page 7. Achak Achozim Anasim Mosk. Ramah. Because of Rabbi Yona, Hefshalom B'Tivir Shavalmu, of which I'm Chil Hayadam, Lufashin, and Bosa Hashtag Zlina. Okay, so that's this. Venerally. The Hafil Rayasa Tzricha Raya, right? So that's that. The Torah Rush, etc. Okay, so that we saw. Now, Lanias Daiti Tzarchin. So he's going to, the Magen Avraham is going to ask Akasha on this whole din from the Gemara in Bechoros, right? So the famous Gemara, we talked about this Gemara on Vav and Beis on page 6 here, where the Gemara has a whole sugya of how do you know that you can cholav menolam deshari. Who says cholav is mutter? As Rav Shachter pointed out, if you look in the Gemara, you'll see there are two possible reasons why it should be Osir. Either it's a Yotzei Min HaOsir of Eiver Menachai, or because it comes from dam. Dam nekar v'nasa cholof. So that's this whole sugya. Right? The Gemara says, l'man d'omar dam nekar v'nasa cholof. Right, so when a woman, she doesn't have anidas anymore when when she has leida, she doesn't have it as much because the dam is nekar v'nasa cholof. So he quotes you various makoros that milk should have been aser. Well, as Rav Shechter pointed out, based on the Gemara, one of these two reasons. Either it's a did of Eivim Menachai, or it came from Dam. So the Gemara has to give you different makoros. So one makor is Midasa Rachmada Basa B'cholav, right? So the pashtus is Basa B'cholav means you could eat Basa, you could eat Cholav, but you can't eat the two together. So that's a source. And then he gives you more sources. Eretz Ovetz Cholav Dvash. He lo d'shari b'shtabach lo n'krab imidi d'lo chazi. Right? In other words, land filled, flowing with milk and honey. So do you mean to say that if milk would be treif, so would the Torah be praising Eretz Yisrael? Oh, there's so much milk there, which is treif. So it must be that it's mutter. Okay? So that's the basics there. So the Magen Avraham asked the Kasha, and he has Daiti Tzarchi and Damrinam B'Bechoros, Davz Vav, two lines to the bottom of page 7, the Magen Avraham. The Cholov Chidushu, came in the Dam Nekav, and as a Cholov, Havalon La Osro, in case Shemamino, the Bosomi Koraz Linon. In other words, very simple. What do you mean? In other words, the shita that there's a concept of Isush and Ishtan is mutter, Basar Hashta. And now it's a new thing, Panim Chadashas. But if you hold as a concept of Isush and Ishtan, so obviously if it was started off as blood and now it's milk, that's an Isush and Ishtan. So what do you need the whole sugya for? And all these psukim, and you're working too hard. Just, it's an issue to understand, and the kasha never gets off the ground. So don't you see from this whole sugya that they don't accept that the issue to understand is rejected in the Gemara? That's the Magen Avraham's kasha. What's the whole pilpul here?
Maybe the issue to understand is usher too. Maybe milk would also be usher.
No, we just said there was a machlokus rishonim where the issue to understand is mutter or not. But something.
Any
yeah. Right. So if you hold that it's mutter, right, like the musk, that it was originally blood, and then transforms into some good fragrant spice, that it's a, right. So then, if Issush and Ishtan is mutter, so then why do you need the whole sugya to prove that cholov is mutter? Because it really should have been also misam dam, but it's a nishtana. So don't you see from here? Shmami no, the bosom may koraz lina. Fritem and Nelif Michalov. Achaimel and the Michidish loyal fina.
Why isn't
it so? One second. So maybe we should learn out from Cholov that it's mutter. In other words, you want to say, so you see from this sugya that Issush and Ishtan is really also someone who's if I care. But the fact that the conclusion that it's mutter, so that shows that Issush and Ishtan is mutter, and that should be the binyanav.
Right, also Shneksu. Also is usher than mutter. So those two are Shneksu.
Yeah, so let's say, but I don't know if this is Shishin Ishtana.
Yeah, but then they would have brought that as a reason.
Vein Loma was saying, Vein Loma demos pirsha ba'almuhu, but they'll have a machal klal, like what you said, Yisrael Meir. Back at the Magen Avraham, page 9. Vim came with Kule Almas. Sorry, we didn't have exchange of Yoko Matre, but the Mutal Amik Venus became Vasa. So then it really should be Mutter according to everybody. Because it's Mahamish Pir Shabalma, like the case where we learned the sugi of the milk in the cave. Yisrael Meis Kasha. Yisrael Meis Kasha says Pir Shabalma. So he's sensitive to that, the Magid of Rama. Umashakosav Harav Rabbeinu Yonah, the Pirsha Baalmu, Hainu She'ena Lov Toras Dam. Doesn't mean Pirsha Baalmu like we said by when we did the sugi of the milk in the stomach. That mamish is like dung. It just means that it's not dam anymore. But it's not mamish perish. So he mamish was sensitive to you. And came Hadrakusha Ludukta. So, v'gabe efroach shenolad mibeitzes treifa. He had a beitzes treifa, and then efroach came about. Amrina kol kamadu lo misrach lo gobil v'idu the gobil offer balmu. Mashmi di love hachri love high time also the basa mikara is lina. There was he's saying that so that's the sugi here in Tamura. We have the page here in Tamura. Here, page 11. No, this is the wrong page. Page 11, one second. Yeah, on page 12. Page 12. Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph. The basis trade from Gufa to Tarago Karabia. But then the Gemara says, "Aval gabi beitza eva gadol chimascha v'chimascha afer ba'almahu." So over there, the Gemara says that in the process of the beitza strefa, it becomes it's no longer trefa because it's masriach, and then it becomes so like Rashi says, once it's masriach, it's mamish nifsal, and then it becomes parim chadoshos, becomes the afroach. So you see from here the Magid Avraham. So it's totally nishtana, but the only reason it was mutter according to this Gemara is because it was mamish pirsha ba'alma. So the Magid Avraham says, you see from this Gemara also, that had it not been that it would mamish become not just nishtana. You see, the chiddush of nishtana is it doesn't have to become nifsal. It's just nishtana. It comes from A to B, which is both edible things. So one second. So you see from here, Mashma says the Magid Avraham, page 9. Mashma dilav haytaima also the vozmi karz lina. And then he says, and this is mamish your kasha, Yisrael Meir. So you come up a lot of times in this Magid Avraham. Vim tomar, hachanami kodem shenasa mosk afru, ki mi yodez. So he says, ki mi yodez. In other words, because afra, like Michael said, is more like a powder you know, it's not really afra in sense of offer. So the Magen Avraham is not happy with this whole shita, that he thinks it's against kama v'kama sugis b'shas.
Right.
So you're saying we should look at the Chazon Ish, is that what you're saying? On page 18, is that what you're saying? Yeah.
What
do
we mean?
In other words, you're saying he's not saying what Yisomei said, that that you could, if it's Pirsha Ba'alma, then maybe it's Mutter because not because of Nishtana, but because it's Nifsal. So he says then they wouldn't be able to bring a ride from there. But he's saying that over there Pirsha doesn't mean.
And when
Dvash,
then he's already
known
when he says by Dvash.
Dvash is different.
Well, Dvash,
so Dvash never became Pirsha.
So he's
already
meaning.
So he's saying that. So he's saying that it never became.
So the heter is Dvash that Rabbi Yehuda said. He is right. Arguing on.
Yeah, so he's saying that he doesn't hold from.
He doesn't argue with Rabbi Yehuda. He doesn't agree with Rabbi Yehuda's Dvash.
Right. So what does the Chazon Ish say on page 18? Adam erach becholov chidushu. The dam neck of an asacholov. Hiksha benodu biyuda. Adam shebishlo ino overalov. If you hold Adam shebishlo, it's not an issa deraisa anymore. Damer benochas, which should mean a damer royal zrika. Okay, chalav nami ain't a royal zrika, right? In other words, chalav should be no worse than dam shabishlo. Dam shabishlo is mutter if you hold his mutter. Bez Hashem will do. After the bechina, we're going to start malicha hilchas dam. You got to know some basis hilchas dam. So dam shabishlo, it's a machlokes. Many hold the dam shabishlo is ain't over alof. And that's not really such a shinoi, because the word is you can't be zarekan on the mizbeach. So chalav, you want to say chalav is an iser dam, but it should be lo garav from dam shebishlo, because you can't, if you want zrikas hadam, you can't be zarek milk on the mizbeach. So it's an eneroi, so it should be mutter. You chalav nami eneroi lo zrika. Same kasha of the Magen Avraham, that. So the Noda Yehuda is a similar idea. What's the whole sugya talking about? Of course it's mutter. B'chor tzarech tam b'dam shebishlo, lama eino osur shezer dam hamvushol mikorach dam ka osur, v'ofereach b'vetzis treifa. Okay, the mashe nasa b'yidu. So in other words, and dam shebishlo is at least yotze from dam. Dam shebishlo came from dam. Right, so it should be, and if cholav is a possible issue, so dam shebishlo Cholov came from Dam, so Dam Shabishlo came from Dam. So he writes, Al Korcha, Dimash, and Nasa, and Eli Schwartz, I think you're the man here. Dimash, and Nasa, Pide Adam, Shinoi, Begeshim, Ha'isr, Hamatiro, Lochoshiv, Havaya, Shoponim, Chadoshus. Right, in other words, a man made thing is not called Ponim Chadoshus. Lo Nemar, El Benasim, Memela, Ubide Shamayim. Whereas if a man makes something nifsal, he made it nifsal. So that a man can make something nifsal also. But nishtana is a different concept. Parim chadoshos. The dasim meil b'dei shemayim das gemar pul shalavai misyacheses le'isur shebeitzes hatreifa osi afroach. Avodam shebishlo adam hu amavashel. וכן הכל יש לו עשור שבדאדם חד גורם הוא לא ויוסר עשור דאדם מן הנוסן אל כל חיולי לחולב כל אדם מהווה חולב מצא מאדם חולב הווה כבלת שאין מגל גלוסו So that's what they point out. The Chazanish is saying that that Mashanasa Bidei Adam is Mashanasa Bidei Adam is Shina B'geshem Yisrael material lo choshiv havayah shol panim chadoshos v'lo nemar al benasa memeila Bidei Shamayim dam zgama pula shol havayah misyacheses l'isr shebeses atreif ha'osef roach So then it's considered, in other words, that it's coming from that thing. Because he's speaking from the perspective of, you know, whether it's Yotze. You only can say that it's Yotze Mina Isser. You only can say it's Yotze Mina Isser if it's coming Mimela. You don't say Yotze Mina Isser by something that's Nasabi De Adam. Adam Shabishlo Ha'adam Hu Amavashal. So therefore, what? So therefore, even if you want to say that dam shebishlo is mutter because Sayna Roy Lizrok, that's only because Sayna Roy Lizrok. So, and you don't say it's yotzei dam shebishlo is like a yotzei min from the dam. Cholov, on the other hand, you could say it should be awesome. Because cholav is mishave from the dam. Cholav is mishave from the dam. So it really should be osa. Because it's like a yotze. It's mishave from the dam. So it really should have been osa. So dam needs an... So dam really... So Mamela, it's not Mishave, so really it should be Osir, but the only reason it's Mutter because it's not Roy Liz on the Mizbeach. But Cholov is Mishave from the Dam, and that's a natural thing, so that's like a Yotzei Min Osir. That's a Yotzei Min Osir. So Mamela, it should be Osir. So therefore we need In other words, he's saying, don't think just because Cholov is not royal is the Zarkar al Mizbeach, so of course it's Mutter. No, because Cholov is also because it's Nishave from Dam. So it's like it's a shtick Dam. It's like a Yotzei Min Osir of a Dam. And it's natural. So Mimele, it's Osir. So therefore, that's why the Gemara has to find a reason of why is it Mutter. Dam. It's not, but on the other hand, so that's why Cholov is Osir. But Adam Shabishlo Adam Hu Mevashel. So Mamela, it's really, it's not Nishave from, you don't view it as Nishave from Dam. So Adam is Mavashel, so it's something different. So maybe it still should have been Asa, because that's still Dam. So Mamela, that's why you need a new reason of Eina Roy Lizarka Ala Bezbeach. Because really, it's something different. It's not called Nishave. So he's saying, "Now, mekayin she'ein b'dam avushal panim chadasha lo choshem Nishave. Mekayin cholov yesh lo osur mishum d'adam chad gorim hulo v'yosu." So that's the first thing. Okay. So Bekitzer, V'gmorlo bar l'meisar chol mishum dam hashto el shem ishave midam. So that's what have Chazon Ish deals with the. So how is that going to help us now? So let's see. Okay, so the Magen Avraham says his svara that you see from those Gemaras, that even though something was nishtana, even though something is nishtana, so it's still aser, and that's why you need a. So one can be mechalik, right? The Chazon Ish is mechalik between something that's nishtana, like you said, naturally, with something that's nishtana al yidei adam. That's something that's nishtana naturally, so you don't call that nishtana, because it's nishave, it's not nishana, it's nishave. So something that's nishave, it's yotzis. If it was yidei adam, so then that could be nishtana, not nishave. So that's the chiluk. Something that's nishtana means that it's changed. It changed that bidei adam. It's nishtana. It went from this to that. But something that changed naturally, you don't call that isusha nishtana. You call that it was nishave from the thing. So even though it's nishtana, it doesn't make a difference, because it's still also bidin that it's godol min ha'isser. So godol min ha'isser is a problem. So that's why chalav is a problem, because it's gadol min ha'isser, and gadol min ha'isser is when it's gadol min ha'isser naturally. So right. So those gemaras, one could say are no riots, because the case of the mosque, like Michael is saying, it was bidei adam. There was a person took the blood and then did something and made the mosque out of it. So it's nishtana, and you don't view that as nishava, because it's man made. Nishava means natural. Yotzei min ha'isser means natural. So memela, those gemaras are all cases of natural. So they're nishava. So of course they're going to be usher. That's why you need a pasuk to matter it.
I think
the opposite. He's saying today,
Adam, we don't have a concept. That's why you need a special
din by. In other words, there are two concepts. There's a concept of something that's nishave min ha'isser,
right.
Is like yotzei min ha'isser is aser.
Right.
One second. So he says that concept only if it's natural, bidei shemayim. That's only if bidei shemayim. It's nishtana. Doesn't matter that it's nishtana, because it's nishave. Just like a chveis, you have a beitzes baits of Yossi Minister from the treif bird makes a beitza. Ah, so it's totally nishtana. But the answer is, nishtana doesn't work with the concept of nishava. In other words, that doesn't trump the nishava idea. The nishava means it was yotzi, so even though it's being yotzi in a different form, but it's nishava min ha'isser. So anything nishava min ha'isser is usser. Nishtana is only going to be when something is nishtana what? Bidei adam. So Ramela, as you pointed out, so this is part of the Chazanish. All his kashas, the Magen Avraham kashas, would go away because all those cases are cases of nishava naturally. So of course they're usher even if it's nishtana, because in the world of nishava, as long as it's nishava naturally, it's usher. There's no kul of nishtana. The kul of nishtana is if it's nishtana bidei adam. So Ramela. And once it's nishtana bidei adam, so memela, it's not a din of nishava, it's nishtana. And the question is that a good kula? Because lemaisa, it's not, it's still royal achila. So is that a good kula? So that's the machloikas rishonim. So it's not fair for the Magen Avraham to bring rayas from cases of natural cases to cases of to the case of musk. And that's what you said.
I understand the logic, but I don't.
So you're with the Chazanish. You don't want to be with the Chazanish? You don't have to be.
The question is, I'm not sure. I thought the way that I thought that the Chazanish is saying is the opposite, that within Adam, you don't apply the concept. That's why you need a special. You need the special concept of not being able to zarek the dam by Dam Bishwal, because you don't say the Shana by stuff that's done by Adam. The chilul, you don't need to say that. That reason wouldn't apply because that the reason would, like, because the question is, the question we started with was, why do you even have a question by chilul if the dam bishlo is you know, can be zoraya? Obviously, the chilul can be zoraya, it should be mutter also. So the gemara should not even have a hobby. So I thought his answer was that. The reason why I need that concept by Dam Bishlo is because bidei adam, you don't apply the concept of mishnana. So since it's the person who's causing it to be mishnana, you need some another reason to say Dam Bishlo is mutter. But by chelev, you do apply mishnana because it's natural. So therefore, you don't need to.
Being
zorek is not necessarily relevant.
Yeah. Okay. But this is what I'm thinking at this point. Okay, take it, but it's good. Okay, so,
We learned earlier, like marshmallows, that even if it's make it nifsal, if you reconstitute it.
That's a machloikis, to have a stas and others.
But over here, I mean, this is all assuming that would be true, right? This is all assuming that it is nifsal, okay, then there's nothing to talk about, it's nifsal.
Right.
And the question is that if it's not nifsal, it's just nishtana, and especially if you hold this the other thing, I mean, it's all assuming like that would be mutter. So we wouldn't say it's reconstituted to be, this whole discussion is assuming that even if it came from something, but now it's nishtana, it's not something else, and it's mutter. I mean, that whole discussion, this is all assuming that therefore it's mutter, not, oh, you reconstituted and therefore it's us. So this should all be taken aside on that issue, no?
Well, here it's saying that it's misrach, and then it gets back.
And therefore, it should be nothing
else.
But
this could be in the world of nishava, in the nishava world, so. You could say that if, in other words, this is all the nishava world. There's two. Nishava world is the natural world. In other words, the cases in the Gemara of the afroach and the
right. We sure applied it to Devash and they applied it to all these things.
No, though the Devash case is not nishava. The Devash case is bidei adam. Right, because that's a concept of nishtana. So nishtana, is that's the machloikis. Is nishtana mutter or is nishtana
not mutter?
But the Chazanish's breakthrough is don't bring in nishtana to a case of nishava. Nishava is one set of halachas and nishtana is another set of halachas.
So
is nishtana b'dei adam? So then, if it's nishtana b'dei adam, that's so. If it's nifsal, then it's mutter. Then it's machlokas the chavis das in the preplasi that we had before. If you reconstitute, what's the din? Here is nishtana means that it goes from A to B, but it's not nifsal. That's the machlokas about nishtana. In other words, nifsal is the machlokas b'kresi and the chavis das.
Nifsal, and then you reconstitute.
And reconstitute. That's the machlokas between the kresi and the chavis das, and that has to do with the. You know, the mosh, you know, the gelatin and all these things.
Yeah, but here, aren't you making it, now you're using it, now you want to use it for something. I mean, it was nifsal, and now you're
so here...
You want to use the musk.
The musk is going to offer. The musk offer, so that offer is not offer. That offer is just a different form. That's
and
not offer,
oh,
it's powder.
And now it's still mutter. You didn't even make it nifsal in this moment.
Right.
There you made it nifsal, and you want to make it aser. It should be worse. Yeah.
Right. So in other words, the shitas that hold that nishtana is a heter, you're saying al chorcha they would hold like.
So I'm saying if you hold this mutter here, al chorcha you hold it because it was.
Okay. Right. But not everyone holds. Right. But that this is a machlokas here. So you have to. The whole discussion is whether nishtan is a heter or not, and that discussion is whether it's nifsal is not a heter or not. So you have to right. It is chor. It is related because if nishtan is a heter, so certainly nifsal
right.
is a heter.
Right. So
okay.
So everyone here is taking a side on that. They would all say the marshmallows are mutter.
Yeah. Right. In other words, they're all assuming maniach like that, and then the only question is, what's the din of the nishtana? Because assuming like the chavis,
the natural
from A to B, the concept of nishava is a separate area. That's bidei shamayim. The bidei shamayim halachas and bidei adam halachas are two different things.
So here, the bidei adam halachas is what everyone's agreeing to and are arguing about the bidei shamayim? Or
yeah, in other words, here we're arguing about the bidei adam.
Meaning bidei shamayim, we're saying...
Bidei shamayim is all osur. Is osur.
So the mosque, that's a bidei...
That's why milk really should be osur. And that's, you know, because it's... And the beitzah really should be osur. All those things should be osur. Because they bidei shemayim. Mosk is bidei adam.
Why? But it's not, doesn't the animal naturally turn into...
No, so that's what Michael was saying.
No, you have to do the whole process to turn.
That's what Michael was saying, that the after it comes out, you take the blood and then you dry it out.
So the
machlokis
is by...
The machlokis is by bidei adam. The Magen Avraham was the one who equated the two. And in the Magen Avraham's world, you see, in the Magen Avraham's world, Bidei Adam and Bidei Shemayim were all the same. So, and that's why he says, he thinks all those Rishonim that say that there's a concept of Nishtana being Mutter are wrong. And that's what the Magen Avraham says. That's why he quotes all those Gemaras that seem to say that still should be a nos isser even nishtana. So, because in his world, it doesn't matter if it's nishtana bidei adam, nishtana bidei shemayim, it's all the same. So therefore he says it's all wrong. So the
but
only way...
He still admitted that if it was nifsal in the middle, it would be mutter.
Right, if it was nifsal in the middle...
Even though Avraham agreed to that.
Right, that's a gemara.
So even he agrees that you don't reconstitute, meaning if it was nifsal and then it became bad...
It would be mutter.
Right,
so it could be that if you would ask him on the other question, he would side with the...
He'd also say mutter.
Yeah. Okay. So, for every good Magen Avraham, there has to be a good Prima Gadim. Thank you to the Friedman edition who helped the Jewish people learn prima gadams. Without ruining people's eyesight. That was the one problem in Judaism, was looking at the prima gadams. Page 8. So he says, so he discusses the musk. So, right, Magen Avraham, Pri Chadosh. So then he says, so how do we paskin? So, how do we paskin in terms of so he has all this whole discussion on page 8. So it's a suhava sofek plukta the rabbanon olukula. Yeah, miu litein betafshel yosim mishishim. So Rav Shechter likes to quote this prima gadim that if you put it yisusha nishtane and there's already shishim, but it's avida lataima. Which might be in this. The Rabbanan avida l'taima, see yeshomim she'osurak midrabbanan. So therefore, it's a suffix plukta the Rabbanan l'kula, meaning avida l'taima. Once you have shishim, maybe is only a din the Rabbanan, and the whole issushin nishtane. One second, we're putting an issushin nishtane, and it's bottle b'shishim, but it's avida l'taima. So if you assume avidu time is only din derabbanan, and we don't even know whether this is a dover isser or not, so therefore, when it comes to so it's a suffik plukta, this whole thing whether isser shen shtane is mutter or not, and therefore, since once you have shishim, it's what, it's avidu l'taima. Once you have shishim, so maybe it's only an issur derabbanan. So we have a suffix on a derabbanan. We'll say suffix derabbanan lekula. We're saying suffix derabbanan lekula. That's the prima gadim. Right. Okay. So he's taking a side. That's what all these rabbis, all the poskim do. They take sides. He's taking sides. So Rav Shechter is very into this prima gadim. Well, it was put in. The guy put it in. So Rav Shechter likes to quote the Mishnah Brura on page 13. See, Rav Shechter says it over, the way Rav Shechter always says it over is that, you know, it's a machloikis, so by the Rabbanans, we can be makel by Yisra Shenishtana. So he's quoting the Prima Gadim. So Rabbi Tachman likes to point out, but the Prima Gadim, it could be you could make that tzushtel, but the Prima Gadim was talking about a Rabbanan of, you know, Avida L'taima. I mean, maybe you could mash for all the rabbis, because it's the same. Rabbi Tachman was once questioning that, but let's assume like that for today. So Mimela, we work with the same svara, because if the whole Isser, say the whole Dover Shenishtana was an Isser Rabbanan, and the whole question of Isser Shenishtana is a Sofik, it's a Machlokes HaPoskim, so Sofik Rabbanan, Lekula. So that's where Shechter likes to quote that Mr. Brewer quoted this Prima Gadim on page 13. Prima Gadim. So mitzade gam kein diyesh lismo chal divreim lahakel af lechatchila sheishishim kinegdo betavshel. So Shechter says it over. He doesn't speak so much about the shishim. Just says it over the way he says it over. Bekitzer is that when it comes to a din derabanan, we go lekula. So that's how he writes it in the Sefer on page 19. This is Shinishtana, Nechlu Rishonim, Ayim Agar Avram, Medina Hichriya Mishta Brura, Alpi Pri Megadim, Padunu Chisfeke Dedina, Lachalek Bein Daraisu Lidrabonim, Lachmi Bidaraisu Lachokel Bidrabonim. Okay, I guess you could say it like that. So he writes over here, Kanira the Hainu Taim, I mean the Tafsu Aposchi Mudina, Kedasa Chasam Sofer B'Tshuva. Right? The Chasam Sofer B'Tshuva, Shestam Yeinam Shenishtana L'mashke Mosok Mutter. Right? If you took Stam Yeinam and you made some type of, right, there's this wine in this new beverage, and now it's sweet, is mutter, because maybe this of stam yenam is only drabonon. By drabonon is the shenishtane. So therefore, he wants to say by kidneys is only an isser min hoga. So it's even more kal than drabonon. So then, certainly we should say isser shenishtane. Is chayy shlomer benogei lecholov akum drabonon. Yesh latir ha enzymes. And the flotim in yeh, the guy gathered shed in the stand of the gamre. The name Mashalochim corn syrup, Shushem and Kitnius, Losok Mood, the Zenistan of Losok Leos Sorbitol, Shodain Ksas Mosok. So he wants to say, so also, why don't we make ill with the corn syrup for Pesach? So we discussed. In the kidney issue, you know, maybe, you know, the concept of bittul. Okay, but lemaisa, I told you that at least hashkachas are not working with bittul, as Rav Shechter pointed out. But even though, okay, one could discuss that. But why don't you say that it should be mutter anyway, because the corn syrup is nishtana. The corn syrup is shem kidney. It's only and it's nishtana. So we should be matter all these things that the OU won't give hashkachas on, because and they're not working with the bittul barov thing. Even though, you know, we saw the Chok Yaakov, then maybe kidneys is bittul barov. Even though Ike was questioning it, maybe it's mafatolus machatchila. But I said maybe it's the Radvaz. Okay, that was the discussion we had before Pesach. So Rav Shechter says he doesn't think that's called nishtana. Because he says, because the Gemara of Arusar says that Yayin Shenishtan al Chometz, right, the Zepshita Leidlonim is not Nishtana, because it's still sharp. So Rav Shechter says, you see from this that the post came hold that you need a Shinoi in its composition, Mahuso Hakimis, the chemical composition. The gambatamo, and also in its taste. So when it goes to from sharp to sweet, then you know that could be a nishtana. Haval nishtana also ha corn syrup, shatamo mosok leos ascorbic acid. I gav near the chashiv shapir nishtana legamri
vishari. Corn doesn't taste like corn syrup.
So if it's sorbitol, so it's from it's going from corn syrup to sorbitol, so that's not called nishtana. But he thinks when it's going from corn syrup to ascorbic acid, that would be nishtana.
Okay.
Okay. This is, you know, tshuva of the Achiezer. Where he talks about Tam Yenam. So part of this discussion is, so what he's talking about cognac. That's whiskey. So some people drink it, even though it comes from wine. So he says that it's Hazet Nired Samchim the Azim Kamus Lishos Hakoniak me anovim bleed rishos hechsher. In other words, that they're drinking the whiskey that comes from wine, and they're not checking to see that it was kosher wine. So obviously, you have to assume that Stam Yenam is mutar b'hana, because anything that's also b'hana, then we know that anything that's also b'hana, offron is. So then, in other words, the whole discussion of that we're having today of yishlish and nishtana b'day adam is only macholos asurus that are mutar b'hana. If it's also b'hana, then that's a din. Chol mitzvah pesach, even if you burn it, it's charcha achar zmano is also. So they have to be so mech on that shita. And in the Sefer Yein Malchus, he brings down this and he quotes the Achiezer. Some chavez have become slishos cognac. And then others disagree. He says, Stam Yenim Dodas Ramah, Bezman Azer Shonon, the Ramah says Stam Yenim is Mutter Bahana. So it's Mutter. But Rome Achronim Cholkim Azer. He says, many Achronim are arguing. So why are they arguing? Why are they arguing? There's those that, in other words, if you work, Stam Yenam is an Issa D'Rabban, and it's Mutter B'Hana, and, you know, Rav Shechter is Prima Gadim world, that should be okay. And so, the poskim that are Machmir, what do they hold? So he quotes a different Sfarah. He says, Tam Shalom Mahani, in other words, the post given, I don't want to work with this. So maybe you could say that they don't want to be so mech on something to Rabban and Lakula Lachatchila. But that's a whole discussion. But there's some, do you so mech on something to Rabban and Lakula Lachatchila? Because if you're saying the whole reason the Rabbanans is Mutter, Yusush and Shtana, is because of the. Maybe that's only if it fell in already, but maybe in Lachatchila not. But he's going to say a more. Shalom Emru Divrei Rabbeinu Yonah, bottom line, Dazlin and bottom footnote. Now we're on the top, on the left side. Das Lina Basar Hashta, Al Shishtanad, Isser Levin Acher Tivi. In other words, Isser Shinishtana means that if like you put the treif meat in, and now it turns into Dvash. So it turns, Nishtana means it turns from one natural state to another natural state. Be they adam, but now it's if it was meat, that now it's dvash. Shadvash minacher. So that's a different category. Dvash is one category, bus is another category. But whiskey is not a you go from wine to whiskey, that's not minacher. Because whiskey is not a category, it's a man-made concoction. It's not, you know, Basar is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Dvash is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made different categories. He makes the categories. You make your own, the Adam thing, that's not considered a different category to Nishtana. So that's what he wants to say. It's a Lomdash Asfara. Maybe you could just say, you know, that they don't want to rely on this cool of Nishtana because it's a Safik Plukta, so maybe. You wouldn't say Savit Rabban Kula, but he says this new Mahalach.
What about musk? If it has to undergo this process, it's very clear it's not a naturally occurring thing. This Ram's Zero for our discussion, that's what we're talking about.
It goes from
a gland
to
a
perfume.
It's not a
perfume.
If his argument is like natural categories, musk is not.
No, it's going from blood to what? Perfume. Spice. It's like a spice. I guess that's what I'll say back to you. But you can write him a letter. I'm sure his address is in the book. But if you want to. Yes,
you saw there. Isn't there a problem of the revivalist that feel it to shadow something? Just generally.
That's in their moment.
Yeah. I mean, and here the question is. So that's their old shaila. Is in other words, the goyim did this. We didn't do this. They did it. So then the shaila is whether you buy something that they did. Is that called? Well, whether we discussed the, you know, if you mafsil something, is that called the vatal silachatil, or is it only by pitel? Okay, what to talk about. But here, if it's done by the goyim, then. If you don't hold like the Radvaz, is once you buy it, so now you're getting yourself involved with Chachila. But others disagree with that Radvaz. Okay, this is a fascinating topic. It doesn't come up in your, but it comes up in the Kashrus world, like Rav Shechter likes to point out. But I thought it was we're doing all these halachas, so it should be all the different things we did this year, mafsil and shishim and this and that. So I figured this is Shinishtana should be part of the. Yeah. Okay. So b'siyata d'shmaya, the plan should be Bez Hashem to have the shiurim next week on Tuesday and Wednesday. I hope that should be the plan, Bez Hashem. And then we'll tell you about the rest of the June. See, Shavuos comes in the middle. They set up, so maybe we'll have the Bechira before Shavuos, and then after Shavuos we can do some other things. I think so, but like I said before, if you don't take it before Shavuos, you know, maybe officially, you know, some people will take it before Shavuos next year, Shavuos. Yeah, we didn't say which Shavuos it was.
Is that the Omer? It has to be the Shavuos.
Okay.